Greetings, my name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies Cable Campus with a degree in international relations and a minor in history. On this day, August 15, 1914, the Panama Canal was opened. This opening was a culmination of 10 years of effort involving around thousands of Caribbean workers, including 45,000 Barbadian laborers who accounted for the majority of the laborers on the canal. The Panama Canal was important because it will provide a direct route straight through Central America. As prior to this, ships trying to get from the Atlantic to the Pacific Ocean or vice versa would have to sail all around the tip of South America. Started by the French and completed by the United States, who acquired a French company, the canal was an engineering marvel and a mammoth undertaking that many had thought impossible. In fact, prior to this, the French had tried to create this canal in the late 1890s, drunk on the success of the Suez Canal they had built earlier. However, this was a significantly more difficult task. More than 3.5 billion cubic feet of earth, trees, and rock were required to be moved, with nothing more than picks, coal-powered steam shovels, and a lot of dynamite. These workers, many of whom were Barbadians, lived and toiled in terrible conditions, many losing their limbs, or worse, their lives with no compensation. In fact, historian Velma Newton has noted that between 1906 and 1920, 5,893 Barbadians died in Panama, many of these from train derailments, dynamite explosions, landslides, and boat sinkings. Caroline Leifers, writing for the Smithsonian Magazine, noted that the US government hardly placed any regulations in place to protect workers and their rights. Rather, they targeted poor young men from these countries as they were confident their lack of economic opportunities would allow for their exploitation. However, many Barbadians benefited from this opportunity, purchasing land and plantations, establishing village shops, and making home repairs. One of them was Beresford Skinner of Checker Hall, St. Lucie, who, according to Bonham Richardson, set out to Bridgetown on foot. The story goes that he collected many of his friends, but one of them was urged to remain by a crying wife who held on to him. Eventually, the wife's sentiments prevailed, and Skinner and the rest of his friends proceeded to Panama, returning home years later with money to purchase a plot of land. As Richardson relates, the same wife who tearfully had kept her husband from going never tired in later life of nagging him for not going away to earn money the way Beresford Skinner did. Thus, the Panama Canal, opened on this day, August 15, 1914, opened up the world to faster trade and travel than the planet had ever seen before. It also opened opportunities for socio-economic betterment for Barbadians, who remitted $5 to $6 million to the island's economy to mitigate the dreadful poverty they faced at the beginning of the 20th century.